All the gifts his father David had dedicated, the silver, the gold, and the various articles, and he stored them in the treasuries of the temple of God. Solomon then summoned to Jerusalem the elders of Israel and all the heads of tribes, the leaders of the ancestral families of Israel. They were to bring the Ark of the Lord's Covenant to the temple from its location in the city of David, also known as Zion. So all the men of Israel assembled before the king at the annual Festival of Shelters, which is held in early autumn. When all the elders of Israel arrived, the Levites picked up the ark. The priests and Levites brought up the ark along with the special tent and all the sacred items that had been in it. There, before the ark, King Solomon and the entire community of Israel sacrificed so many sheep, goats, and cattle that no one could keep count. Then the priests carried the ark of the Lord's covenant into the inner sanctuary of the temple, the most holy place, and placed it beneath the wings of the cherubim. The cherubim spread their wings over the ark, forming a canopy over the ark and its carrying poles. These poles were so long that their ends could be seen from the temple's main room, the holy place, but not from the outside. They are still there to this very day. Nothing was in the ark except the two stone tablets that Moses had placed in it at Mount Sinai, where the Lord made a covenant with the people of Israel when they left Egypt. Then the priests left the holy place. All the priests who were present had purified themselves, whether or not they were on duty that day. And the Levites, who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and all of their sons and brothers, were dressed in fine linen robes and stood at the east side of the altar playing cymbals, lyres, and harps. They were joined by 120 priests who were playing trumpets. That would have been glorious. The trumpeters and singers performed together in unison to praise and give thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, they all raised their voices and praised the Lord with these words: "He is good. His faithful love endures forever." At that moment, a thick cloud filled the temple of the Lord. The priests could not hear their service because of the cloud, for the glorious presence of the Lord filled the temple of God. Then Solomon prayed, "O Lord, you have said that you would live in a thick cloud of darkness. Now I have built a glorious temple for you, a place where you can live forever." This is the word of the Lord for us today. Thanks be to God. Amen.
And I'm going to invite my three boys to come and share a special music with you. My eldest is Jed. That's Jed. That's Tommy. And the youngest is John. So they're going to play something for you.
Right. Good morning, church. So before we start, so as my mom said, I'm Jed. This is Tommy. This is John, and it's our honor today to play a couple of songs for you, some newer songs. And we do encourage you to, you know, to rise and to clap along with the songs we play. So let's start. Sing our special first? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yes,
You are welcome here. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. Holy One. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. Spirit of God, come like the dawn, open the heavens on us. We want to know you, we want to know you. Make your presence known. Make your presence known. Make your presence known on us. Make your presence known. Make your presence known. Make your presence known on us. Spirit of God, come like the dawn, open the heavens on us. We want to know you, we want to know you. Spirit of God, come like the dawn, open the heavens on us. We want to know you, we want to know you. How marvelous, how wonderful is your love, is your love. How marvelous, how wonderful is your love, is your. Glory fall, let your glory fall, let your glory fall on us. You are welcome here, you are welcome here. You are welcome here, Holy
to the temple. And when that day arrived, the people of Israel, together with King Solomon, assembled together and celebrated this day. There were 120 priests who blew their trumpets, and there were Levite singers who held different types of instruments like lyres, harps, and they sang together and sounded as one, like what we read from the scripture today. When the 120 trumpets sound and the Levite singers sang together, they all sounded like one. And after that, what happened? Yes, there was a cloud that came down, and that cloud was actually the presence of God. And they couldn't continue what they were doing. They were just filled. The presence of God was so heavy upon them, and they just couldn't continue what they were doing. So what's my point here? That when we play music, when we worship, when we sing songs to God, God is pleased. God loves to hear music. God loves music, and He comes down in response to a heart that sings songs for Him or plays music for Him. Next slide, please. There you go. They offered sacrifices. Next slide, please. So the Levite singers, we've already read that. There were 120 priests. Continue. Next slide, please. There you go. 120 priests blowing their trumpets together, and the Levite singers playing and making music and singing songs. Next slide, please. They praised the Lord singing. The one before that. The Lord is good. His faithful love will last forever. Continue. Then the Lord's temple was filled with a cloud. The priests could not continue to serve because of the cloud, because the glory of the Lord filled the temple. This is just one proof that our God responds to music because He loves music. Continue. What's this? What do you see here? Who can make a guess if you are not sure? Tommy, what's that? This is actually the observable universe. Beyond that, there's more. These are the billions of stars that God had created. Do you know where we are right now? Where are we? The Milky Way is somewhere in the middle. We are just that tiny dot in the middle. Can you see it? No. No, I can't see it too. But do you know what those stars in heavens are doing? I'm going to tell you what the Bible said. Continue. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind. Who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Continue. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you know so much. Who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations, and who laid its cornerstone? As the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. What did the Bible say? The stars in heaven sing songs for God. The angels in heaven sing songs for God. Even the world, even before the world was created, God has already created angels to sing songs for Him, to worship Him. And even the stars sing songs for Him. God loves music so much that He created this entire thing because He loves to hear the sound of people praising Him, or of angels or stars praising Him. Now, there's something amazing here. Continue. Next slide, please. When the Lamb had taken the book, the four living beings and the 24 leaders got down before him. Each one had a harp. They all had pots made of gold full of special perfume, which are the prayers of the people who belong to God. They sang a new song saying, "It is right for you to take the book and break its locks." This is what's going to happen in the future. This is from the book of Revelations. The angels sing. There's singing in heaven. There's music in heaven. Continue. Just a picture of angels singing songs to God and praising God. I believe this is what we're going to see when we see God, when we meet Him face to face. Continue. Now, so this is the Milky Way. We are just right there, that dot there. Where do you think you are in that dot? We couldn't even imagine. Amazing. Continue. Okay, this is the NASA Voyager. Do you know what this thing can do? Who can make a guess? It can actually record sound from space. We have pictures of space, but have you heard the sound from space? Next slide, please. There you go. I'm going to make you hear a sound, or the sound of Saturn, that was recorded by the NASA Voyager. Let's play it. Sample. Next slide, please. Jupiter also has a sound. Would you like to hear the sound of Jupiter? There you go. Let's hear it. Next slide, please. And there's a sound of interstellar space, the whole space when it was recorded. Let's hear it. Slide, please. A pulsar sound. You know what's a pulsar? It's a rotating neutron star. Let's hear it. The other video is still playing. Hear those different types of sounds? It's just proof of what the Bible said. The stars sing songs for Him. Our God loves music. And I'm very sure that in heaven, all the stars, they are making beautiful music, which someday, when we go to heaven, we will hear. What a beautiful sound that might be. That's invite my three sons so we can sing the congregational song number one, and then I'm going to continue after that. Holy is the Lord.
Right now, it's in the first.
Thank you.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Everyone sing, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Everyone sing, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
Maybe he doesn't have the guts to say what he feels to the woman. That's what most of us thought when I was young. I used to, that's why he has to go there. But then I would say he has actually lots of guts because the neighbors would hear him sing. Why do you think he can go as far as standing there in front of the girl's house and singing love songs to the woman? Because that guy loves the woman so much. So much that he doesn't care whether people are listening to him, or he doesn't even care whether his voice sounds bad or not. Continue, please. This is God's command. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And I believe this is why God gave us this command. Because when we love Him with all our hearts, we are actually worshiping Him. It's more than just singing songs to Him. Yes, we can sing songs to Him, but it should be songs that come from the bottom of our hearts. Yes, we can play music for Him, but it should be music that comes from the bottom of our hearts to express how much we love God. And that is why He has given us the gift of music. He created music. Music came from God. It just didn't happen. He originated music. Even before the world began, the stars in heaven are already singing for Him. The angels are worshiping Him. And He created each one of us because He wants us to worship Him. And to worship Him means to express our love for Him. Not just with our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. Even if you don't have the strength anymore to sing, even if you are feeling sick, even if you're feeling not so in the mood to sing, because you love God with all your heart, you're gonna sing it for Him, or you're gonna play it for Him anyways. And even if your voice sounds bad, I won't tell that. Never mind, I heard a joke just now, but I don't think I want to say that. Okay, continue, please. Okay, that's for the next part of the message. So we're going to sing a song called Good, Good Father. Try it. Maybe you don't know the song, but if God sees that in your heart, you really want to tell Him how much you love Him, God will honor your faith. God will come down and fill us with His presence when we worship Him from our hearts.
Stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love. Love, you're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Because you're perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Slide, please. Okay. That's what the song said. God is calling us deeper into Him. He's calling us to have a very, very close relationship with Him. And He has given us the gift of music to be able to draw near to God. That's what we have seen from the story of Solomon, when the 120 priests blew their trumpets and the Levite singers sang songs to Him, and they sounded as one, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And it's not just for the Old Testament, even right now. God is so willing to make you feel His presence in your life. You just have to open it to Him. Open your hearts to Him. Worship Him. And He will fill you with His presence. How close are you to God? You can answer that for yourself. Do you know God? You believe God here in your mind? But have you really felt Him in your heart? Without a doubt that it was Him who touched you. Have you ever felt that? Continue. There you go. Have you truly experienced the presence of God in your life? He's just waiting. He's just waiting for you to respond to Him. Continue. John 3:16 said, and I'm sure all of you know this verse, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Continue, please. You believe that there is one God that's good, but even the demons believe that, and they shake with fear. It's not enough that we know God in our hearts. We need to truly feel His presence deep inside us and let Him fill your life with His presence. Continue, please. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. God has given us the gift of music, and He has also given us His greatest gift. What was His greatest gift to us? His Son, Jesus. He gave His Son, Jesus, to save us, to die for our sins. It's not enough to just believe, yes, Jesus died for me. We need to truly feel His presence in our lives, not just in our minds, but in our hearts. Continue, please. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. We just have to call on Him. We just have to call on Him by singing songs to Him or playing music for Him or just saying it to Him and telling Him, God, I need Your presence in my life. I need You to fill my life with Your presence. And when you do that, God will honor your faith and you will feel His presence. I've felt it so many times before. And when you feel the Lord's presence in your life, that is when your life will be changed. That is when your life will get close to the presence of God and you'll feel Him without a doubt that it's Him. And we know that He's real. He's not just a God that we know because we came to Sunday school when we were young. We learned about Him. It's your heart that's telling you it is God Himself that has touched you. So, I was joking with Heather today. My sermon is going to be 2.5 hours. So if you feel like you want to go, you can go. But actually, this is already the end of my message. Okay? Jesus is God's gift. And He's waiting for you to fill your life with His presence. By faith, call on Him. And He's going to respond to you. There's a song. This is the third song we're singing. It's called Breathe. Through this song, it's up to you. I won't tell you what to do. You can decide to invite the presence of God to come down upon you and fill you. And I'm sure God will, because He's a God. Numbers 23:19 said, God is not a man that He should lie, or a son of man that He should repent. Has He said and will He not do it? Or has He spoken and will He not fulfill it? God will honor your faith. Thank you.
'Tis the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I desperate for you, and I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you.
Can we all please stand up and let's pray? Almighty God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the beginning and the end, the first.